Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much for asking. It's almost Friday. I call it Friday Eve. So it's a pleasure to meet you. My name is Nadine, by the way. I'm one of the specialists that handles pricing and details for your area, and I understand that you've been speaking here with Tara, my representative, and she's been going over the basics of our program. So she had sent me some notes, and I'm grabbing those now, and I want to congratulate you on the new business.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're so welcome. So Tara tells me that, you know, you've taken the steps in getting your business, you know, PIN verified, and then you've had some issues that they've come back with as to why they couldn't accept the verification. Do you know how long ago when you got the code? Do you remember when you received it?
It's been about a month, month and a half.
Okay, about a month and a half? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can definitely assist you with that. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay. They tell me I don't meet community standards, but they don't tell me what it is that's not meeting community standards.
Hmm, interesting. You don't meet community standards. That's strange.
Yeah. I don't understand. It's just a handyman business.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand that either. Now, when you requested the PIN code, do you remember the address that you used?
Yes. The 279 Royal Trail, Ohio.
Royal Trail? Okay. I'm just taking a look. Yeah, the only time when I've heard, like, you know, anyone having an issue, you know, with placement or actually getting verified is because they've tried to use, like, a P.O. box, right? And that doesn't seem like that's your case at all. But that's okay. I mean, we can definitely assist you with that. All right?
Okay.
So I know you mentioned to Tara, I mean, at times you've traveled, wow, like 60 to 70 miles. You're not really trying to go that far, though, right?
I'm not trying to go that far, but if the money's worth it, I'll drive that far.
Yeah, I think if it makes money, then it makes sense, right? Is what I say. Okay. Now, do you by chance, I was looking to see if there was a Facebook page. I did come across like the Angie's Home Advisor directory that you're listed on, but I didn't see Facebook. Do you use Facebook at all, Mike?
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to. I just don't get much off of Facebook.
So you have one, like a personal page that you utilize, or is it like one actually created for the business?
It's one that's actually created for the business.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Let's see here. Okay. So you do like your posts, but you're not doing anything else on that Facebook page. Okay. Okay.
Right.
So, you know, one of the major benefits that I'll tell you, Mike, really to this particular listing is in the exclusivity. And what I mean by that is that once we begin to work with you on that first page of Google as well as Bing, we close out the category. So we don't continue to call anyone else in your territory who offers the same services. And it's to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of calls coming to you directly. I think, you know, if you're listed on that first page of Google, right, ahead of your competitors, that would be a major benefit for your business, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. So everything that we do here, it is month to month. And there's no contracts. We earn your business month in and month out. What I would recommend for you is our Google and Facebook marketing package, okay? So with the new in business rate, you would be looking at a fixed flat rate of $249 a month, okay? Now, what that will include, we'll get you PIN verified on Google because the PIN code, it expires after 30 days. So we would have to request for Google to send out that PIN code again, okay? And then what we would do is create your profile page optimize it to the first page, and we would maintain it there by your keywords and your search terms. You can use multiple keywords, Mike, as long as they pertain to the services that you provide, okay? I know with the handyman, there's a number of services, right, that one offers, okay? So we can be very specific. Now, we would also create content for you on Bing. And on Facebook, we would run Facebook ads. So anytime that someone's performing that search, they're within your area, they will see your ad appear, both on their computer as well as on their mobile device. Now, this will help you reach a larger clientele base. However, we can make it very unique where we could target a specific audience by either interest, income level, or even by location. Now, once they click on your ad, they would be calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results with the Facebook ads, okay? Now, in addition to that, we do list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce. I mean, of course, the most popular ones you'll be listed on. And then I know that you don't currently have a website, but I would assume that you have maybe some pictures of some of the work that you've done. Right? Maybe in the past? Okay. So I'm going to include also a website for you that is at no additional cost. The website is Google compliant and mobile friendly. We'll make sure that that is also anchored where we list your business. So that way they really get to see the quality work that you do and they get to learn more about your company. We also include the voice activated searches, which are Google Home, Amazon Alexa, and then we'll also give you that exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So this package here would be pretty much covering all of your bases. And it would be at the flat rate of $249, that is month to month. Okay?
Okay.
So what do you think? I mean, how do you feel about it?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Did she have any questions? I'm sorry if I wasn't addressing her. I'm Nadine. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Did you have any questions? Okay. 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 Well, feel free and let me know if you do. So I wanted to confirm with you, Mike. So I did find a Facebook page. But it shows, and I don't know if this one's yours. It has like a logo of two hands, one with a wrench and the other one with a hammer, but it has a different phone number. 256-339-3692. Is that your Facebook page?
No, ma'am.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. But you are, you do have
a
what?
The logo should be like a diamond. It's black with a white diamond. And it's got Mike Sandyman inside the logo.
Well, you know, a diamond's a girl's best friend.
Yeah, been married for 25 years, so I know that one.
Really? Oh, wow. What a blessing. Aw, congratulations. That's definitely a milestone, right? The pastors from my church, they're celebrating 46 years this Sunday.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, my husband and I, we've gone to the 10-year mark, right? That's a milestone. Although
yeah.
It feels like it's been 50. No, I'm just in a good way, not a bad way.
Well, you know,
okay.
Once you get past the 10 years, it gets easier.
Yeah. You know, my grandpa had this saying that if you get over the 7-year mark, you got a good chance of making it.
Yep.
He always used to say
that. Within 7 years is when everybody gets that little itch and they got to try something new.
Yeah. You know what? And that's exactly what he would say. If you could get over that 7-year mark, you got a good chance. You know, unfortunately, my parents, they didn't quite make it. They missed it by a few months. But, you know, my mom said, well, my dad said, if you didn't make it to 7 years. So here's what I'm going to do, Mike. So we do send correspondence to you. This is where we send your receipt. We send, we'll actually also email you your website. So this way you can take a look at it and let us know if you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. So what is the best email for you?
Mike Handyman at outlook.com. Right.
So it's Mike Handyman. Is it with an S in Mike's or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
So M-I-K-E-S.
Got it. And then Handyman as in plural.
Right.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So Mike's Handyman at outlook.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. So what I'm doing right now is I'm sending over two emails. Okay. They're both coming from Nadine Medina. I know that sounds silly, right? My first and last name. It's like rhymes almost, but they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. Okay. The first email is going to be labeled Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show you that the price is $249 month to month for a platinum package. Everything that I mentioned that's included in the package as well. And then I'm also sending you in the second email, it's going to be labeled client dashboard analytics. I feel this is the beauty of the program, okay, because we're actually creating you. It's a customized tracking and reporting system. You'll be able to, in fact, go into that reporting system at any time of the day and track your results with us. You can view your campaigns. You can see the keywords that you're listed for, how many phone calls you received. You can even see where they performed the location of the search, okay? We want you to track your success with us. So I sent you an overview of how the reporting system will look, okay? Now, on this number, is it, are you able to receive text messages to this number?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. So on the bottom of the emails, you will find my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, but I always like to provide my information, okay, so that you have it. So the first text that I'm going to send over to you is going to have my name with my number and my extension, okay, so that you have that there. Okay. And then I'm also sending you a second text message, and it's going to have the number to our customer service. So you're going to have a team that's going to be dedicated to your account. Now, we're always available Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. This is Pacific Standard Time. You guys are 2 hours ahead. I believe you're on Central Time, if I'm not mistaken. So we are always here 9 to 7, your time, or 9 to 6, excuse me, okay? All right. Now, anytime, let's say you have an update, you got a change, a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you will always contact customer service, okay? And then I also sent you a third text, and please confirm that you received all three. I want to make sure that you received them. The third text, what it's going to have is a link to a YouTube video. The video, it's, I would say, about 6 minutes long. When you have time, please take a look at the video. It's going to actually walk you through on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated, but I do want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the account, Mike, are we going to create it under your name?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is your name Michael and you go by Mike? It's just for the account purpose.
Yes, ma'am. It's Michael, but I like Mike better.
I like Mike, too. Keep it short, right? I have a lot of Michaels in my family, and it's like you got Mike, Mikey, little Mike, big Mike.
Yeah.
So we got to kind of distinguish which one's which. Right. And your last
you
name?
You go to the fire department, not Mikey, so.
Oh, okay. Taylor? T-A-Y-L-O-R? Are you a fireman?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for your service. I say that because you're on the front lines, you know? Wow. Thank you so much. That is awesome.
Yes, ma'am. 19 years.
Wow. You know, I'm doing out here where I'm at in California, I'm actually helping with an event through our church. It's a retirement party for the firemen. So they have their annual chili cook-off. Yeah, so I'm helping. Our pastor is actually a retired fireman.
Oh, firefighters love chili.
They sure do, right? I'm actually excited because I get to be of service, you know? I feel like that's kind of like my gift or my, I don't know if it's my calling yet. So, but it's definitely a gift. And now, Mike, the number that you want to make sure that's listed on Google is going to be the 256-452-3109?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then now the company name, is it, as I see it on, and I want to confirm with you, so is it Mike's with an apostrophe S? And then is it Handy Man or Handy Men?
Handy Men. And yes, it's Mike's with an apostrophe S.
Okay, and it's men as in plural or singular?
Plural.
Plural. Okay, perfect. So yeah. Let me update that.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to request for Google to resend that PIN code to you because, again, you know the PIN code expires within 30 days. So are we going to have them send it to the 279 Royal Trail, and that's two words, and I show your zip code as 96271.
It's 36271.
36271. Okay. And that's,
yes,
I don't want to mess up the name, but Ohatchee, or how do you, I always mess up the name.
Ohatchee.
There we go. Okay. Ohatchee. Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Ma'am. It took me a while to get it too.
Okay. Now, just to confirm with you, this isn't like an office that people go to. Is this like your home address by chance?
Yes, ma'am, it's my home.
Okay,
address.
We're going to make sure that the address is hidden. We don't want anyone knowing where you live. They don't need to know your address, so we'll hide that address. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what I do want to go over next, Mike, before we do the billing, I'm actually going to walk you through this 90-second voice verification. The reason is because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. It's going to outline our service agreement, but it is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through it, excuse me, if there's something that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just say, Nadine, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll review it, and then I will rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even go over processing your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I did want to ask you as well, are you going to authorize your wife to make any changes to the account? I would like to notate it if you would like to give her authorization in case you couldn't call to make a change.
Yeah, she should have full access to everything.
Okay. And if I can get her first name, please.
It's Mary.
Okay. And what is her phone number? Because when she calls in, they'll verify her by her phone number.
It's 256.
Uh-huh.
452.
Okay.
121269.
256-452-1269. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Awesome. Okay. So, and I'll also mention that in the voice verification that you give her authorization as well, okay? Now,
okay.
I'm going to go ahead and turn on the recording, Mike, and it does read like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mike's Handyman.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Taylor, the owner.
And Mike, do you authorize your wife, Mary Taylor, to make changes to the account in the event that you can't call to make a change?
Yes, I do.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Mike, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I do want you to keep in mind that you might get a call from someone, let's say if they even ask you for $5, right? You don't give them a dime, take down their phone number, and you provide us with that number, okay? Because we are never going to call you to ask you for more money, okay?
Okay.
So just be aware. Once you start having more online presence, you might get other companies calling you to sell you another type of service, but it is not Local Splash, okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And I do want to explain this just so you fully understand what it means. We're not saying that you can't do additional online marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just give us a call so we can make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We're not wanting you to invest more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is November 3rd, 2022, in the non-refundable amount of $249, okay? So the company does ask that this be a two-month verbal agreement, all right? So your next payment will be made on December 3rd, 2022, in the amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day.
Okay.
So it's going to be a recurring payment. So each month on the third day, it'll automatically renew in the amount of $249. However, you may suspend or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That is the number to customer service that I sent you in the text. And we ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring any charges. So you would call 3 business days before the third if you choose to either pause or cancel the account. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so for the billing, Mike, the card that you're using today, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's my name.
Okay, and how does your name read on the card?
Michael Taylor.
Okay, and is it the same billing address as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4721 7010 0059 0279.
I have 4721 7010 0059 0279. Is that correct?
76.
Oh, 76. Okay. Expiration month and year?
It's good through 1024.
1024. And the security code on the back, please?
363.
363. Okay. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I'll process the payment. You will be receiving your receipt both via email as well as text. And I'll go over that with you in a couple of minutes. Now, the next thing that I want to do is schedule what we call a client interview onboarding. Okay, you're going to be speaking with one of our technicians. What they're doing is they're basically going over everything that you and I went over to ensure that I listed everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about the Facebook ads. They're going to talk to you about the website. They're going to go over way more in detail. This is where I like to say the magic happens.
I've got a question for you. How much longer is it going to take?
Probably about 5 minutes.
Because I'm on my way to a job right now to go look at it, and I can't.
Okay. I don't want you to be late either. I can call you back so this way we could do your notes. Absolutely. You let me know what time to call you so we can go over your notes and schedule your client interview.
3 o'clock should be good for me.
3? Okay. That's fine. Yep. Yeah, I could definitely give you a call at 3. So I'll give you a call at 3. It might take maybe about 5 or 7 more minutes, but I do want to get you through your notes and schedule your client interview. Okay.
Okay.
So I will give you a call. You said 3 o'clock. That's a good time for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect.
Yes, ma'am.
So I will give you guys a call at 3, and then we'll finish up the notes and schedule your client interview. I can schedule your client interview for tomorrow if you'd like. Do you know specifically what would be a good time for you?
It should be fine this afternoon.
I do have an appointment. I'm trying to see. We're pretty full today. What about tomorrow? What time works for you tomorrow for your client interview, not for us to finish up the notes? I'm going to call you today at 1. Well, actually, at 3 o'clock your time.
Yeah, 3 o'clock.
Or we could talk about it at 3. Early in the morning would be 9 to 10. That's my earliest appointment.
9.
Nine o'clock, the 9 to 10 works, the slot?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. So I'll at least schedule your client interview for tomorrow, but I'm going to call you today at 3 so we can finish your notes. Okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you,
Sounds
both.
Good.
It was nice talking with you, Mary. You
Thank
too, Mike.
You.
All right. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later this afternoon. Bye-bye.
Okay.